In his first year as an FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr has traveled to 17 different states to learn how lacking broadband and spotty phone service can hold back rural communities. But he says Unalaska still managed to surprise him.
When we landed, turned my phone off airplane mode, and it said no service, which was something that I had never seen on my phone.
At a packed public reception, Unalaskans took the opportunity to throw out dozens of examples of the way their lives are affected by slow, inconsistent services.
I know for a fact I've lost about a half dozen customers because they couldn't get a hold of me.
Our internet budget is nearly a quarter of our operating budget.
It takes at least 50% longer here on the island to do a forklift training program.
That's testimony from Mike Lloyd, Karen Kresh, and Alan Davis. But Carr says he heard the same complaints over and over again, from seafood processors and the school district to tugboat captains and city officials, and he agreed that his agency needs to help. Still, the commissioner was noncommittal when Unalaskans pressed him for a timeline.
This has been a great learning opportunity to hear firsthand some of the unique challenges. And again, there's not going to be a silver bullet, but there is a lot that we can take back.
In general, Carr says the FCC is looking at ways to roll back regulations and encourage private investment in rural areas. Some telecom companies are already considering how to improve service in Unalaska. Quintillion has spoken with local leaders about fiber optic cable, and GCI has even surveyed the island. But company officials say construction would take years if they decide to go through with it. Unalaskans weren't happy with such an up-in-the-air agenda, with several citing GCI's lucrative federal subsidies. Emmett Fitch is the CEO of Optimera Wi-Fi, and he says his smaller, locally grown company could provide a better option.
This is 2018. It shouldn't take 5 years to do it. You know, we could have it online a year from now if we had the same funding.
Carr says the FCC is always considering ways to allocate its grant money more effectively and would love to see more competition in Alaska. But the commissioner declined to get into specifics when island residents asked if the agency could help finance a fiber project. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.